Appreciate the question. My job is to educate voters. We've been using that for a couple of years. And the real important thing is that we get people educated to vote, registered to vote. I was just in North Hillsborough this morning on a Sunday morning registering the Hispanic community to vote. I'm here today at the Muslim event here in Tampa. Every elected officer has to figure out how to communicate with their audience. If there are adjustments that need to be made, we'll do that. We have two vans. Polk County has five vans. So we're trying to do the best we can to get every person, Democrat, Republican, everyone, Spanish, English, black, white, yellow, registered to vote. That's my job. And then count the votes. And we're doing a good job at that.
Buddy, there's been a number of stories in the Times. Jeff Testerman, in particular, has written a lot about you. I was on a panel show the other night. We're talking about this, and some Republicans certainly think that it's been unfair, that the media criticism of you. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the media needs to sell papers. I think they have a tough job covering the issues. I'd just like to get back to the issues of the elections. This is a critical, critical presidential year. I'm a candidate, and I'm running the process. If you notice, this week, early voting went very smoothly. We didn't read about that. We didn't read about it. Pyramid Adult Developmental Training Center, when Mr. Teston was there, that Charlotte voted for the first time in her life because we had the technology to allow disabilities, people with disabilities, to vote, puff and sip and puff, braille. We can do it. The systems work great. They have a tough job. I'm going to do my job, keep focused on that, and as long as we stay with the issues of elections, I think I'm doing pretty well.
We'll talk about that. We are going back now to voting with the oval, right? The oval circling that in right. Now, the optical scan right. This year. We didn't have that earlier in the January primary. We still were using the touchscreen machines.
Right.
Would it have been maybe better for the voters in terms of going back to a new system? Would we kind of tested it back out in January instead of trying it out on August 26th?
Well, I don't know that anyone used it that made the 15 counties that made the transition. I don't know that anyone used it in January. Sure, it would have been great, but we have an election under our belt with the Planned City election, same one that the Sequoia touchscreens were introduced in 2002. The voters are pretty smart about filling in the ovals. They need to be familiarized with the new equipment, and that's what we're doing. We had seven events, several in the African-American community, several in the Hispanic community yesterday, Mirasol Bakery in Plant City, the health clinics at USF yesterday, registering people to vote, and they all understand filling in the ovals. We have the best system for everyone. Everyone's vote is tabulated the same way. That was my driving vision for this equipment. And we're going to have to work it out. I'm sure it won't be perfect, but as long as we stay with the issues of the elections, if people have an issue, you can contact me. My email is buddy@hcsoe.org. Send me a note. Election day, call us quick. My cell phone is very easy to get, 323-3155. I'm very accessible and intend to stay that way.